We're back in final hour. Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, the game. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rex Road. Nick Keyser here with you on this Monday morning. Talking Titans as they head into training camp later this week. And to help us do that, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And welcome in our good friend Corey Curtis from News 2 for the best 15 minutes in sports radio. Corey, good morning. How are you?
Let's amend that statement. It's the best 15 minutes of your life.
Of the whole life, really?
Yeah, this is it.
Each time, more than the last?
It's more of a building process.
Oh, good.
You know how like the Titans stack practices?
Yes.
We stack greatness.
Very, very nicely done. So, Corey, we were talking about this earlier. The Titans secondary, the numbers would tell you that they were the worst pass defense in the league last year.
Yeah.
Now, I think there's several factors that go into that, but that's what the numbers would tell you. As you look at them on paper heading into this year, they brought in Sean Murphy Bunting. That's about it in terms of what they've done to address the secondary. How do you feel about that group? What's your confidence level in that group as we head into 2023?
Well, you know, missing Harold Landry and having Bud Dupree hurt half the time doesn't help. You know, because obviously a good pass rush is a secondary's best friend. But at some point, you got to cover people. And for as much as this team has invested in that position, both salary and draft-wise, they should have better results than they have received. You know, obviously, you know, when you use a first-round pick, you would expect some kind of return, and they've gotten is pretty much IR time at this point with Caleb Farley. So, you know, I don't have overwhelming expectations from that group, but I have the expectation, you know, if Weaver's better, you know, if Key is what they think he is, and if Landry is back and 85% of what he was, you know, that's going to help that group. But, you know, they've got guys who've got to grow and who've got to be better.
We talked a little bit earlier, Corey, about, you know, Chris Harris. I mean, how much do you think that can matter? I mean, certainly he was a guy I noticed during the OTAs and minicamp, no doubt, and he's a coveted guy around this league. What do you think that matters this year?
Well, Washington's numbers were pretty good in the secondary, you know, defensively. And I this might be fair, it might be unfair, I don't know. I thought the Titans secondary took a step back when Kerry Combs left and they made the transition to Anthony Midgett. I don't know Anthony Midgett. I don't know, you know, what his philosophy is or how effective of a teacher he is. I just thought the group took a step back. And so I'm interested. This, you know, there's a reason they changed the coach there. And like you said, he's a guy who was looked at for higher positions than the one he's got. And I think most of us don't expect him to be in that spot more than a couple of years. And if that's the expectation, well, then we expect that group to play pretty well. So yeah, he's a high energy guy. You know, he's a guy that you notice on the practice field, and, you know, I'm interested to see if these guys do grow and they do get better. And if, you know, look, if Christian Fulton can stay on the field and be healthy the whole time, you know, he's had stretches where he's looked pretty darn good. And, you know, Roger was solid as a rookie. If he can get the most out of those guys, then yeah, I think he can make a difference. And I think they needed a change back there to get more out of those guys. And, you know, so we're talking about the corners. We're not talking about the safeties, because I think we all feel like the safeties are pretty good players.
Corey Curtis from News 2 with us here on Robbie and Rex Road. So, Corey, with the weapons that are now around him, and we'll see about the offensive line, which is going to be a big part of this, what do you think are fair expectations for Ryan Tannehill this year, as he's about to be 35 years old? Hopkins has been brought in. All the stuff surrounding Tannehill in terms of, could this be his last year with the Titans? What do you think are fair expectations for him heading into this year based on what's around him?
Well, I mean, like, I think he targets now. I mean, I think adding Hopkins is huge, because it gives him a guy, like I've said, who he can throw to even if he's not open. I mean, even if he's not open, that guy can make a play for you every time. And so having that security blanket is huge. We know Chig is talented. We know Traylon is talented. We have to see how Tajay is worked into the offense. I think some of these things, you know, his completion percentage has never been an issue, but I think some of these things will really help build his completion percentage, you know, working the back. out of the backfield maybe more than they have in the past. And interested to see, you know, how much more creative they are getting Chig involved in the offense. I mean, I think, you know, while much of it is unproven without question, you know, he's got guys with some ability. So I think if you go out there and you see miscommunications and you see young guys in the wrong spots, you know, then obviously that's not on Tannehill. I don't expect to see that. I think most of these guys are pros and they'll do the right thing. So I expect Ryan Tannehill to play like Ryan Tannehill and have a productive year and have a better year than he had last year. But like you said, a lot of that is the offensive line and how healthy he is, number one, and you know, how much time he has to throw the football. I would think that they would be catering the offense to some quicker plays to start the season to give this group some time to get together. But we'll wait and see on that.
Right now, forced to, you know, you've got to put a large sum of money on this question.
All right. I love gambling.
Ryan. Ryan
Tannehill. I bet the house on DeAndre Hopkins. So I've already pulled my money.
There you go. So, yeah, you got some house money right now.
I told everybody I bet the mortgage he was signing with the Titans, so I am doing well. I got lots of gambling money.
Well, then, so tell me right now, Ryan Tannehill is a starting NFL quarterback in 2024, yes or no?
Wow. That's a really, really good question. You know, I'll say yes. I'll say he'll start somewhere next year.
I think I would do the same thing. I don't know where, but I would make the same choice. Yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, stuff always changes every year. There's always a team where you don't think they've got an opening, but they do the next year. And so, I mean, it could be with the Titans next year. You know, you don't know. Maybe it's with Tampa Bay next year. You know, they're hardly settled. So there's a lot that can happen there. And, you know, I think he's going to have a decent year. So I would think he'd get a shot somewhere.
Corey, Derrick Henry, 1,665 yards away from 10,000 for his career. Can he get that this year?
You know, it was funny because I'm not big on the throwback uniforms and sticking it to Houston and all that. I mean, you stick it to Houston a million different ways. The uniforms I really don't care about. But I thought the oil Derrick thing was pretty good.
It's pretty good.
Just to say that to me. Can Derrick Henry get 1,600 yards this year? That's almost 100 yards a game. Gosh, I don't expect him to get the volume that he got last year, but I still expect his volume to be pretty good. So again, you're asking me to gamble. Like, if
yeah.
I go over,
this is a big gambling over, theme.
Over under 1,600. You know what? Just based on his age, I'm going to go under. That doesn't mean I don't think he can do it, but if you're asking me to wager, I'm going to wager under.
That's fair.
Yeah, I'm hitting. I am betting with Corey today. I'm trying to think. I'm trying to think of like another one we can throw at him.
Yeah, let's do this. How about Ryan Tannehill over under 3,200 yards?
Oh, 3,200. I like that.
That's a good spot.
Wait, no, 3,400. It's got to be 200 to keep.
Okay, 3,400. I'll go over.
Yeah, I'll go over as well.
I'll go under. How about Hopkins, Burks? What did Nick Suss say earlier about 1,800? How about Hopkins, Burks combined 1,800 yards receiving?
Oh, I'll go over.
Oh, well, that was a quick, very confident going over there. Okay.
Yeah.
So what are you? What's your number then?
I don't know, but I think Traylon's going to hit 1,000 yards this year.
Ooh, I like that.
It won't be far. I would say my number will be between 1,800 and 2,100 total.
So it's possible in your mind that the Titans have 2,000 yard receivers in 2023.
In a 17 game season, yes, it is. They both play 17 games because all you've got to average is 60 yards a game. And this is you look at Hopkins and he averaged 8 for 80 with Colt McCoy, and they're not paying him what they're paying him to block. So, you know, he's going to get the football. And I think Treylon can make plays. I mean, again, they drafted him in the first round, and it wasn't to block. So, you know, they want to get these guys the ball. And I don't think 60 yards a game average for both of them is an out-of-hand expectation if they play 17 games each.
Corey, last thing for you here. What do you make of Saquon Barkley and Josh Jacobs and just where the running back position right now is in the NFL with those guys not getting long-term deals and at this point I'm not signed to play on the tag either?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked me that because I have strong feelings about this. You know, as a guy who, you know, Walter Payton is still my hero, still the greatest football player I've ever seen. And, you know, if you would have told me he was not going to be a Bear, you weren't going to pay him, I would have throat punched you. Look, Walter Payton was different, and, you know, some guys are different, and, you know, they're the best player on your team, and you pay them. But here's the bottom line with that position and where they're at today, and I think it's where they're missing what's happening. Is unfortunately for these guys, there are a lot of talented guys who can carry the football. And it's not about the position and how much you're respected or disrespected. It's about how easily your production is replaced. It's why they don't draft a lot of them in the first round, because you can replace their production with a lot of guys from a lot of rounds. You saw the Titans, you know, Cedric Benson, Dontrell Hilliard. Are either of them as good as Derrick Henry? No, they're not. But they had several 200-yard game rushings with Derrick Henry out. They were able to replace his production. When A.J. Brown went out, they were never able to replace that production fully. And so that was why it's so hamstrung the Titans whenever A.J. Brown would be hurt, because they couldn't replace that production. When your quarterback gets hurt, you cannot replace that production. And so that's what it's about. It's about the ability to replace the production at a lower cost. And unfortunately for these guys, we're in an era with a lot of really talented guys, you know, some who don't even make rosters, that can carry the football. You see the same thing at the middle linebacker position. Those guys aren't getting paid. And why? Because their job is pretty simple nowadays. It's to stop the run. And we saw last year, the Titans went through 74 middle linebackers and wound up with like two guys who weren't even on a roster when the season started starting. And I think Dr. Gibby had like 11 tackles a game when he played. You can replace that production at a lower cost. I think middle linebackers drafted in the first round and getting second contracts is going to be another position, unless a guy's a Ray Lewis, that you're just not going to see, because you can replace that production. I mean, I'm not slighting these guys. Saquon Barkley's a great player. Josh Jacobs is a great player. Derrick Henry is a freak of nature, okay? And again, he got paid, but he didn't get paid wide receiver money. He didn't get paid quarterback money. He got paid $12 million, which is, by the way, a lot of money. And $10 million is a lot of money. And it's just understanding the cost to replace it. I mean, every day I go to work knowing they could replace me for someone cheaper, and I'm grateful to have my job.
Yep, absolutely.
Corey Curtis with AI, from News 2. Possibly. Or, maybe be replaced by AI.
Yeah.
Anyway. AI running backs?
It would not have as good a hair, but no. It could replace me.
Absolutely. Corey Curtis joins us every Monday morning at 8 o'clock. Corey, you delivered as always. Thanks for being with us, and we'll talk to you next week.
I think what you're trying to say is thank you, so you're welcome.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it. Corey, have fun at training camp this week.
I'll see you guys tomorrow.
All right. Sounds good. 615-737-1025, our phone number, 615-737-1025. We'll take your thoughts on what Corey Curtis had to say there with the Titans. I've also got some tickets to give away coming up next as well. We'll do that next. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, The Game.